You're listening to SBS News.
When Scott Jeffries could not receive mobile coverage at his home, he approached his telco but was unsatisfied with the response. So he took the issue to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, or TIO.
They managed to put the carrier at fault and basically had it so that I was exited out of my agreement without having to have much incurred cost, return the hardware and continue on with my service with another carrier with the same service number.
Having worked in the telco space, Mr. Jeffries knew his rights and says he had a positive experience taking his complaint to the ombudsman.
I contacted them via the internet and then I had a phone conversation with one of their people at two or three different times as the follow-up from the telco bounced back and forth, and then the resolution of the case was via an email.
The ombudsman received more than 167,000 complaints about telephone and internet services last financial year. That's an increase of just over 6%. Ombudsman Judy Jones says telco providers need to focus more on customer service as most complaints are centred around billing.
So the most common reason for a residential consumer or small business to contact my office is when there's a problem with the bill. And then when you dig down further, then the most common kind of lower level issue is about customer service. It's about providers doing what they say they were going to do.
In the 2017-2018 financial year, Telstra received the most complaints. Issues with Vodafone reduced, while complaints against Optus left 35%. Angus Kidman from Finder, an online financial comparison website for consumers, says Optus's bailout during the Football World Cup has had long-term effects on the telco giant.
The World Cup problems are definitely going to be a big driving factor in Optus's numbers going up so much, but we did see that across a lot of the big telcos, they seem to have more trouble keeping their customers satisfied, so I think that plays into it as well.
Optus says it is making improvements by investing in customer initiatives such as online chat and reducing wait times when contacting the company. Telstra says it aims to improve service by simplifying its products and structure. There were 14,500 complaints about establishing a national broadband connection and 27,000 about NBN service quality. But reports suggest complaints in the second half of the year have fallen slightly. Ombudsman Judy Jones says the number of complaints in the last quarter of the financial year were down by 20% in comparison to the previous 3 months.
That's around the changes that a lot of people have been making, the providers, the NBN Co, work the minister's been doing, the ACCC, ACMA, all are starting to put downward pressure on complaints.
Today, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission alleged Optus signed up customers for expensive and often unwanted content, such as games and ringtones, without adequately informing them. More than 240,000 customers have been affected, with the telco returning $12 million so far. The ombudsman says there's still more to be done, but the first thing to do is contact the provider.
Well, the first thing they should do is talk to the provider. That's the best place and the best way for complaints to be resolved. That's when the parties are likely to have easy access to the information.
If that does not work, you can call the ombudsman or head online to tio.com.au. Angus Kidman from Finder cautions that a totally issue-free telco network is unlikely, considering Australia's sheer size.
If you can't get the problem resolved, ultimately your only option is to walk. That is a lot easier if you're on the NBN because you do have a choice of other providers. And if they haven't satisfied you, you've got a case for saying don't let you pay out the contract. But the big lesson is don't sign up for a long-term contract if you can avoid it, because then you are trapped and you're going to be stuck with those service problems potentially for a long time.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.